Do you guys think pickles are bad for you? Because I eat an extraordinary amount of pickles. I love them. I just chomp on pickles. Probably high in sodium. Probably not good for the sodium levels. But your boy's a pickle boy, all right? And I also like to play pickleball. And I like when someone plays with my pickle. So I'm a pickle boy. I don't know what any of that means, but we said it. How's everybody doing out there? YFTers? You living? Should see my office. It's an absolute dumpster fire. A bomb has gone off in this fucking office because we're trying to plan a wedding. And when that happens, everything goes to shit. Just so you know, if you're thinking about planning a wedding, just know that everything is going to go to shit. Okay? Because you're focusing on the party to not go to shit, but then everything else that normally that you'd focus on goes to shit. And then also, just know if you're putting on a wedding, just get used to putting out fires. That's all a wedding is. That's what I've decided. That's what I found out. Planning one, helping plan one. You're just putting out fires constantly. Ring, ring, ring. Hello?
Yeah, no problem. We need to fix this one.
Okay. Hold on, let me go get my hose. Let me get my extinguisher so I can put this one out. That's all it is. That's all life really is, actually, is just one big trying to put out the fire. It's tough because we didn't start the fire. You know? It was always burning since the world's been turning. Okay? We tried to hide it, but we couldn't fight it. That's all life is. Planning a wedding is a fucking absolute nightmare. It's always going to be this problem, and then there's this problem, and then someone calls and says they can't come, and then I need an extra plus one. Oh! Cool, cool, cool. What else? Any other problems? We got a problem with the band. Oh my god, the cake won't be there. Oh my god, I don't know if we can get this ring shipped in time. Don't know what's gonna happen. We didn't start the fire. We're just putting it out to try to get this wedding going. We didn't start the fire. Okay. So, that's where my mental headspace is at right now. That's pretty great, though. Some of the best work I've ever done. Should we call the brand eye, or is that? Should we just say that was the end of the episode? Because it's not going to get better than what just happened, if we're being honest with each other. It's going to be a smooth decline down to Mediocreville. Let's call up the old brand and see what's haps. We didn't start the fire.
Talk to me?
Yo.
There he is. What are you drinking?
I got a water with some fresh squeezed lemon juice and some cranberry juice in there.
Oh.
I go on.
I'm having some snacks.
Well, that's nice. What do you got? You got some popcorn?
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
This is my favorite popcorn.
Oh, what does it say? Lesser Evil?
Yeah. Have you ever had this stuff?
No.
Lesser Evil is, you can get it at Whole Foods. Miley turned me on to it, and it's my favorite popcorn.
Wow. Sarah's a big skinny pop gal.
It's similar to skinny pop, I think.
Is it better or worse?
I like it better.
Oh, okay. Well.
Maybe get her a bag and see how she likes it.
I mean, I don't know. Why can't we just have regular popcorn with butter on it?
Because that's terrible for you.
Yeah, I know, but.
This one says organic, vegan, good source of fiber, less fat, more fiber, fewer calories.
Oh, wow.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, back to my beverage. When I go on my run, this is how bountiful Los Angeles is. When I go on my runs, there's a couple houses that have lemon trees where the lemons just fall to the ground, and then I pick them up, and then I look like a crazy person, like running long distance with lemons in my hand. But then I bring them back to my house. We got a juicer part of the registry.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I've been juicing that shit up, and okay. A lot of fresh squeezed juices in my life.
Hmm. Well, I love that for you.
You're not a fresh squeezed gal?
I would think you just said juices like one too many times.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, that's not fair that you sexualize a totally normal word.
Who said it was sexualized besides you?
But that's what you implied by...
The, did I?
I think that's what you implied.
Sounds like you're implying it.
No, I was happy saying the word juices and talking about fresh squeezed juices. And then you said, I'm uncomfortable with the amount of times that you said the word juice, which makes it me think that you're thinking about discharge.
Ew!
Dude,
oh God.
That's such a great fucking word, discharge. Have I ever told you about what it was like growing up as a gynecologist's son?
Mm-hmm. We've talked about it once or twice, and I think that's enough.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I heard some things at the dinner table when he was on call, and because he had a phone next to his seat, so mm-hmm. he could take calls while we were at dinner. And the things that I heard, I mean, I was fine with it. I became numb to the words that were said at the dinner table while he was talking to a patient. But my friends have, I don't know if they will ever be able to forget some of the things that were said, which is fine. What you up to?
Oh, just, you know, phone calls, emails, errands, just a casual Monday.
Are you just putting out fires?
Yeah, left and right. You know, it's just part of being an adult, I feel like.
I was talking to the YFTers before I called you saying that, like, if you're going to plan a wedding, just get ready. You're now a fireman because you're just putting out fires. You're just looking for hoses. You're looking for extinguishers and you're just trying to put them out. And then I started thinking about it. And that's kind of like what life is, really.
Absolutely.
It's just where we are. We're just putting it out.
Constant.
Got to get to the point where someone puts out the fire for you. You know? I need my own. Is that what an assistant is?
I think so. I think you got to start making, you know, add a couple more zeros to that income number every year, and then you could have a firefighter on your roster there.
No. The problem is that, like, you know, I feel like Sarah definitely is in the place where she could have an assistant, but she doesn't have one. And I know. Because there'll be some people from, like, the Bachelor of Assistants. I'm like, you have a fucking assistant? Are you serious? Well, you can't field your fucking tummy tea inquiries. You kidding me, guys? But, you know, the problem with the getting to the point where you have an assistant is that someone's always hanging around you. And I don't know if I'm ready for that.
That's true.
You got to deal with it. It's like someone's always in your business.
Yeah, unless they're out running errands for you or something.
Yeah, but they eventually have to come over and deliver said errands or like go over stuff. I don't know if I need another person just hanging around the house.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
I found something out about myself recently and I'm pretty excited about it. And it's one of my new favorite things.
Okay.
I talked about it on my Instagram a little bit. I feel like hummus has been like the popular girl in school for a while. And like everyone's been talking about her and like wanting to take her to prom, you know, and like deflower her on prom night and all that kind of stuff. And they're like super excited about it. And like Sabra's in there like making their fucking hummus and all this stuff. And we're all like kind of, you know, enamored with the hummus. And we're all just sleeping on the nerdy kid that's going to be hot in college. And that's Baba Ghanoush. I don't know if you've gotten into Baba Ghanoush.
Mm-mm. Can't say I have.
You ever heard of it?
I heard about it on your Instagram story, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. It is fire, bro. It is the most fire of all the fires. But here's the thing. You make sure that the eggplant is charred a little bit before they make it, because then it gives it kind of a smoky flavor. But boy, oh boy, if you thought hummus was good, this just in, hummus is like the ugly sister of the hot chick in school, which is the Baba Ghanoush.
Got it. Which is eggplant?
Yeah. So I think they bake the eggplant and then they kind of mix it up. And I think there's some tahine that is also involved, which is in hummus. And then probably some olive oil. And it is delicious.
Got it.
And I think it's nutritious, but I don't know. I think eggplants are good for you.
This really has nothing to do with eggplant.
Yeah.
But it's a dip. And I didn't know anything about it until Miley got it when we were in Hawaii. Have you ever had this?
Garlic, cashew, an almond dip. No, but that looks fire. I like all
you
of those things.
You don't even understand. I could drink it. I could drink the entire tub. And it's one of those things where like you're like, oh, cashew and almond dip. That sounds healthy. No.
No, it's not.
Definitely not. It is the most incredible dip I've ever had. I can't even eat hummus anymore because it can't compare to this. It's incredible. And I can't find it at Whole Foods.
Big dip guy over here.
Big dip guy. Dip's great.
Dip is great. You know, I tried to start a low-calorie dip company back in the day.
You did?
Well, I wanted to with my sister, and I went and bought the domain. I think I trademarked it.
Wow.
This was the name of it. I'll probably beep it out just so someone doesn't steal it, but whatever. This was the name. Low cal. You like that? Low calorie.
I do.
Dip. It's
I like
good.
It.
It's good.
I like it.
It's good.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, exactly. I need to get back on it and get some baba ganoush in there, some cashew almond garlic dip.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big dip guy. Oh man. So what's she been up to besides putting out the fires?
I was in Atlantic City this past weekend.
Yeah. Did you win some money?
Holy shit! Atlantic City.
Is it Litty Kitty?
You know. It was so Litty Kitty, and I used to go to Atlantic City a lot as a child because my dad would play casinos there like every month,
casinos
and so we would
really
go
well.
And go on the boardwalk, and you know it's like a poor man's
Vegas.
It's like a poor man's Vegas mixed with like the Santa Monica Pier, you know?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Just so happened to be the same weekend as this Tidal Wave Festival, which is a country music festival on the beach, which is actually like pretty genius. So that was lit. We got to see my friend Breland play during the day. And then I played at a nightclub there on the boardwalk called HQ2. And man, it was the littest show I've played since April, like since those festivals I did earlier in the year. Like it was a fucking party.
Yeah.
Loved it. Nice. Enjoyed every minute of it.
Did you get some double D?
Nah. That's okay, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I would have gotten an STD.
Yeah. I mean, nothing against New Jersey. I just feel like there's probably a lot of venereal situations going on up there.
Definitely. So
some monkeypox.
You know, I steered clear of that, but I did party. I had a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I've had a nightmarish hellscape that of which no one can recover from in the past 24 hours. So we've been like doing this remodel thing at our house, and doing so, I had to take Carl to the dog hotel every day. And so we figured out, at least my running theory right now with his epilepsy is it's triggered by like high stress things. So like a lot of times when we have like a big party, the next day he'll have a seizure because it's like been like a lot.
Poor Carl.
He doesn't love going to the dog hotel. I think it's just like a lot of stimulation. And so we did 5 days of it. And then on Friday night, Saturday morning, he started having seizures. And the poor kid had a seizure basically every hour on the hour for about 8 hours.
Wow.
And it was just a lot. And so much so that like I was like, I gotta take him to the emergency room. Like this is like my... the medication that I gave him like wasn't working, and like he was just breaking through. So here's the thing, like he goes to this very expensive neurology vet that is only open between the hours of like 8 and 8:30. I think they're never open. And so I called and I'm like, my dog's having seizures nonstop. And they're like, you can't bring him here. And I'm like, great, you're zero help. Where do I go? And they're like, well, you need to go to the emergency room. So then I call the emergency room and they're like, well, it's an 8 hour wait. And I'm like, sweet. So he'll have 8 more seizures in that time. I don't know what to tell you. And they're like, oh, okay, bring him in. And then you bring him in there. And it's so expensive for him to hang out there and basically have seizures there. Oh, God. Anyways, so it was just, it's been a lot. And so now he's just like real wobbly. I feel bad.
Don't love that.
I don't love it either. I'm just hoping that means that like he's not going to have one for the next like couple months. It's usually how it works. So,
dang.
On that high note, should we start the show or what are we thinking?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it you or me?
I think it might be you.
Bros and hoes, we didn't start the fire. We're just putting them out. You're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all... This is the best part. 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Are we starting with the batch?
Yeah, I think that's been the trend.
Yeah.
You tell me, you're the one with the format.
Well, I'm fine with it. We can do whatever we want, and I can just move things around, and no one will be the wiser.
Oh,
and you
I see.
Don't listen to the show, so you would
right.
have no idea what happens.
Honestly, did anyone listen to last week's episode? Because the title alone made me want to run for the hills.
I don't know. It's pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
Do you come up with the titles?
I do not, actually. I do not. My work ends at the sending the episode finished, and then
I see.
And then the good people at Podcast Nation decide to how to write the like synopsis of the show,
right?
And they come up with the title. Sometimes, most of the time, I'll choose what clip I think should be the reel on Instagram, but that's about
it. Yeah, you're good at that.
Yeah.
Well, batch, yeah.
Batch.
I have such a hard time recapping The Bachelor without like starting at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Because that's what's most fresh for you.
It's fresh. And also like it was, you know, the best part, I guess.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's maybe start at the beginning. Is that what we do?
Okay, yeah. So Gabby's very awkward breaking up of Nate on a one-on-one, which seemed unnecessary. Like that could have been like, I'm going to walk to the Lido deck and we can talk about it.
Uh-huh. You it know? Was weird.
Wasn't it weird?
I don't cry, you know, mm-hmm. but like, I think I had a tear in my eye during that
really?
Breakup.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just like, I just love Nate so much. And I think too, like, did you not see the look of shock on his face when he realized what was happening?
Yeah.
I mean, he was fucking shocked.
Well, it was weird because it was like, we're on this fun date. I'm crying. And it was like, whoa,
yeah.
What the fuck happened? Like immediately went into like fucking waterworks. I think he was just like a little caught off guard being like, what is happening here?
Me too. I think I could just see it in his eyes the minute it clicked what was happening.
Yeah.
And it was just like, he was just like, oh fuck. You know, Gabby, the way she said it was correct and she was very kind and like obviously her emotion. You don't think?
She said, it's not you, it's me, which is.
Well, but it's true. That is true. I mean, Nate's a fucking catch. It is her.
Yes, I know. But like, that's the oldest cliche.
But then she followed that with that's so cliche.
I know. But like,
she knows it's cliche.
And you can't use it.
But it's kind of true. Like,
totally
there is no reason that Nate should be going home except for the fact that Gabby is fucked up over, you know, the whole like mom thing and can't be with him because he has a kid. And that is on her. Like, it is her. It's not him.
It's a fucked up reason to dump somebody.
I think that's why I got the tear is because like poor precious Nate did nothing wrong. He's a phenomenal guy, absolutely gorgeous, call me Nate, and like he's literally just getting dumped because he has a kid. Yeah. And I just think that's so unfortunate and so sad because to me they by far have the best connection out of any of the other guys she's got left.
The subtext seemed to be like, okay, so I'm dumping you because I think that I like you too much but I don't like kids. Like, that's kind of what the subtext was. It was like, wait, hold on. You like him too much, so you don't want to, like, further this on. I just was very confused by the whole thing. I applaud Gabby for being honest, because she could have taken the easy way out of being like, I just don't think that, like, that you're in the same place that I am, and I'm in, I've gone further with other relationships, and this is, like, the end of the road for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. Your boy's getting one hell of a bachelor edit.
Sign me up.
Well, have you not heard about all the news, the bad news about
Yeah,
him?
But I don't read that shit because, like, wow. I don't, people just love to come out of the woodwork and have their 5 seconds of Instagram fame.
Absolutely.
But no, please enlighten me. But I also saw, I didn't read it, but I did see that he, like, said something back. So if you could, like, cliff notes all that drama for me, that would be great.
Well, I think it was, like, Reality Steve broke some story about some ex-girlfriend of Nate's that said basically she dated him for, a couple months, and he never even mentioned that he had a kid, mm-hmm. which, I don't know if you owe that to anybody. Yeah. Maybe if you're in like a 6 month relationship, but like if you're just kind of like fooling around. And then I guess it came out that maybe he had two different, like, and then it came out there's another girl involved. So he was dating two different girls. Neither of them knew that he had a kid. And he was just kind of, fuckboying it up. Let's be fair. I think this is what I think probably happened. He got divorced or whatever, or broke up with his baby mama, you know, wanted to go have a good time for a little bit.
Yep.
Caught up to him, you know, as it does. And now he's got to eat some crow, I think, if he wants to be the bachelor. But yeah, crazy batch at it for him.
Crazy. But he's so incredible.
Well, not according to these two women.
Well, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Wow. All right.
I'm a Nate fan.
I can see that.
I'm a Nate fan.
I can see that.
So, yeah, shed a tear, you know? This first time for everything, I shed a tear.
Yeah. Rachel and Zach go on a date, right?
Yeah. And one of my girlfriends, actually, recently told me their Zach theory.
What's the Zach theory?
They think that Zach is full of shit and that he's totally, yeah, they're like, I feel like he's very, like, calculated and that he's just, like, doing and saying all the right things and he's going to end up being a bad guy. And I don't think that's true.
Is Zach the guy that was like, I used to be fat, but now I'm, I'm ripped? So you think they think that that's a lie?
Well, so they told me this theory before the episode aired this week. You know, Zach had that one-on-one date where they, like, watched their childhood memories back in the theater. And I guess he said something about, I used to watch Airplanes as a kid. Like, my dad would take me to watch Planes. Yeah, and they were like, Rachel already said that on Clayton season. And he totally just, like, heard that and took that and said it. And, like, that was their theory, is that it was just all very calculated and that he isn't, like, as genuine as he comes off. I disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to believe the best in Zach. I am a Zach fan. He's so cute. They look great together. He's so intentional and sweet with her. And he also seems to have, like, enough self-confidence that he's not threatened by some of the other, like, relationships the way some of the other guys are.
Yeah.
You know.
Baby back bitch. It's the greatest line that's ever been uttered on The Bachelor is baby back bitch. We'll get to that later. I actually think that, like, so, like, the Rachel Zach date was, like, whatever. I mean, like, that's cool. I've always wanted to go to those tulip farm or whatever.
Very cool.
You know? Roll around in the dirt there with the lady. I think that would be pretty romantic, you know? And then you see a bunch of windmills and like, no one's going to throw out a Pilot Pete joke or they can go some double D.
I thought it.
Yeah, we were all thinking about double D up in the windmill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on. I mean, you know your boy loves a callback. Come on. What are we doing here? Let's see if Zach's got the Zach attack.
Yeah.
Tino's the king.
Oh, yeah, that was the dumbest shit. His hissy fit. What do you think about the hissy fit?
It's a little bit of like Tino read the room. Everyone feels this way. And just because you have exposed a lot of yourself doesn't mean other people aren't. You're not the only guy here. But I also understand where he's coming from. Like, he's laying it all on the line, and he's now feeling very little. So I understand where he's coming from. But still, when whoever said it, when he's acting like a baby back bitch, I was like, Jesus Christ, that's the best. That's the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life, you know?
Yeah, it's funny.
I think what Tino's not understanding is if he keeps on getting all of these roses, then the other guys are going to think that they have no shot.
Yeah, and they can't let that happen. It's a show.
Well, and also, like, she can't let that happen because she might not be sure, like, 100% sure on Tino.
I know. So, like, that's my thing is I'm like, Tino, like, you know this is a show. I'm sure you've seen it before. Use your fucking brain for 2 seconds. Like, it's not so personal.
Just stop being a baby back bitch. Logan's got COVID.
I mean, I guess you could easily say, like, how'd he get it? But I guess they're all out in public, so I guess anybody could technically get it.
Yeah, but how does she not have it? I mean, like, she hugs him.
How does no one else have it?
She hugged him first on that date. So I'm like, everyone's got to have COVID.
Kill me with the dramatics of something happened with Logan.
No,
and then not telling the guys what it is.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, Jesse, what a dirty move.
It's horrible. Those guys probably think somebody died in his family or something.
Or they're like, you know, he went rogue or whatever. And it's like, fuck this guy. But what's hilarious is that those guys are like, this motherfucker, if he just stayed over on Team Rachel, then they would be over there in quarantine and we'd be doing just fine.
Yeah. So he's just gone? He's just done?
Yeah. Does he get to come back? What happened?
That doesn't seem fair. And I saw after the rose ceremony, it was like Gabby like didn't hand out every rose. Remember, she was like, I can only give out 3.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me think he's going to come back.
I mean, you got to think.
But because like the way they're acting, it's like, well, Logan's out of here, that his journey's over. And it's like, well, that's not actually fair.
What like sound chick or like lighting girl did he hook up with that gave him the role?
Seriously.
That we need to find out about. All right. You got anything else on The Bachelor? Or are we good on that?
I think Nate might be coming back too. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
All I know is Gabby is not getting engaged to any of those three dudes. There's no chance.
By the way, do you know what I went to the other day?
What's that?
I went to the Men Tell All.
Oh, that already happened?
Just happened.
Oh, so you know some shit.
I know some shit.
Oh, you're just playing stupid over there for the past 40 minutes. Okay.
Well, I also filmed an entire season of Bachelor in Paradise with a bunch of these guys.
How do you do this? How do you do these recaps if you know all the things?
Because I'm just very smart and I don't say too much.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, so something happens in the Men Tell All that is just chef's kiss. Jesus.
Really?
Jesus Christ. It's amazing. like I don't even know if they're going to be able to air it. It's so ridiculous. But yeah, I had to go.
Okay, so we have hometowns and then Men Tell All?
I think so.
2 weeks out? Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's enough batch talk. Feel good about it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Gabby's getting engaged, though.
You don't? Do you think that Rach is?
I think Rach might be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got some fave things, bro, or what?
Bro.
Yeah.
I am shooketh to the core that you don't love The Terminalist.
Oh, because the acting's terrible.
Did you watch any further than one episode?
No. You gotta,
it's so good.
You gotta be a good actor in the first episode if you're going to be a good actor in the second
one. Okay, hear me out. I feel like maybe it was the writing that wasn't great in episode one or something.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these are phenomenal actors. Like, it's not like, there's got to be this reason that episode one wasn't doing it for you. You know what I mean? And, like, I agree. Episode one was fine. But, like, I'm 6 episodes in. Let me just say, I would watch Taylor Kitsch no matter how fucking bad the show was. Like, he, Tim Riggins forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just so great. And he's so great in that role, that, like, army dude, cold-hearted, you know, just, he's just so good.
Yeah. All right.
And hot. It takes, like, a lot of turns. And this last episode I just watched, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but Chris Pratt's out there in the fucking wilderness, like fighting for his life, and it's really good. I really think you should give it a second shot.
Okay. I might.
It's really great.
All right.
Like, if you liked, you know, like Lone Survivor and any of those, like, it's just, it's so similar. It's so good.
Speaking of, I finally finished Blackbird.
Oh, and?
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
One of the best shows that I've seen in a very long time. Taron Egerton is... I was watching the acceptance speech for the Oscars for Best Male Lead. I guess it was 2 years ago when Joaquin Phoenix won for Joker, and he beat out Christian Bale, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Taron Egerton. And I was watching it, and I remember at the time thinking, like, this kid is nowhere near the caliber of these other guys in this
category.
And I'm watching this Blackbird, and I'm like, oh, I was very wrong.
Very wrong. Yeah, he's amazing.
He is such a good freaking actor. Anyways, if you haven't seen Blackbird, it's so good. I was a little bit wrong with my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was pretty true to what actually happened. Whereas I thought it was much more like they were taking some liberties. But like at the end of it, when they show like the pictures of what they look like, I'm like, oh shit, like that.
I know.
You know?
Dead on.
Because if I was writing this and taking a bunch of liberties, I would have done my storyline with like the brother being in on it. Like that, that's such a good twist.
I mean, there were still some sketchy things there at the end where like the other older guy like burning the map he draws in the trash. Like there was some other dude like in the yard burning the stuff he sent. Yeah, Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's his father.
Oh, it's his dad. Yeah, that was sketchy as fuck.
Well, yeah.
So, like, there's definitely some sketchy shit where the family has clearly covered shit up for a very long time, that they know this guy's dangerous and, you know, a sociopath. And they're I'm sure they love him and whatever. And so it's, you know, you're trying to see the good in somebody. But at the same time, like, definitely some sketchy stuff. But I do think at the end of the day that guy did all that shit on his own.
Yeah. Anyways, if you haven't watched that, it's on Apple Plus, I think. And it is... some of the best TV. I feel like that kid's got to win a freaking Emmy. I don't know.
Has to.
Yeah. Just want to say The Resort is still great. And if you're not watching The Resort on Peacock, what are you doing, kid?
I got to get Peacock.
Get the cock, you know? You got to get it. We've talked about it before, but I'm just like, every episode that comes out every week, I'm like, fuck, this show is so fun. So good. It's like taken a weird turn for me. Like it's even better. And I'm excited about that. So,
okay. There is a show it's the only show that keeps popping up that's piquing my interest in any form whatsoever. And I can't think of the name of it, but I can look. But it's about the girl that gets like stuck out in the wilderness. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh yeah. It's called Keep Breathing.
But you haven't watched any of it.
No, I think I'm going to start it, though, because after I finish the Chris Pratt show, I'm just out of stuff to watch.
When a small plane crashes in the middle of the Canadian wilderness, a lone woman must battle the elements and odds to survive. Keep breathing. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like it could be good. I mean, I don't think there's any, like, names, you know, in the cast, like any big names or anything, but that's okay. I feel like it could still be great.
Yeah. I watched a documentary on Netflix, which is pretty fucked up, called I Just Killed My Dad.
Oh, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, kind of gives away a lot of the plot, I guess, in the title, but, you know. Anthony Templet shot his father and never denied it. But why he did it is a complex question with profound implications. Explore Anthony's psyche prior to the events of June 3rd, 2019, and the journey of his mental and emotional aftermath. I just killed my dad. Dude, see these interviews with this kid, you're like, this guy's obviously a serial killer. Mm-hmm. He definitely like planned this. He has no remorse. And then let me tell you something. There is a fucked up twist where you're like, whoa, didn't see that coming. Okay, changing my mind maybe a little bit about this whole thing. Check out I Just Killed My Dad.
Damn, all right.
Pretty crazy. The world's crazy.
Yep. Yes, it is.
I started watching kind of an older show that it was originally on Stars, and I think that's why I didn't watch it, but now I can watch it on Hulu with J.K. Simmons, who is an Academy Award winner, and he also sells insurance, I feel like.
Love
for
him.
State Farm.
Yes,
or
he does. Yep. Allstate, I think.
Allstate, maybe. Yeah. Or, yeah.
One of those.
Allstate, State Farm. You can now watch it on Hulu, and I started watching the first season, and it is so good because it's J.K. Simmons, but J.K. Simmons gets to play J.K. Simmons twice.
Oh.
A hapless UN employee discovers that the agency he works for is hiding a gateway to a parallel dimension that's in a cold war with our own, where his other self is a top spy. The war slowly heats up, thanks to spies from both sides. Counterpart. There's like, it's like a little bit of like the Upside Down in Stranger Things, where there's like this portal into an exact replica world of ours, and there's like kind of this war going on between the two, and J.K. Simmons in one world is like kind of a little bitch, and then in another world is like a badass motherfucker. And they look exactly the same, and they have like kind of like the same memories and stuff, so one can kind of pretend to be the other in the world, and it's very good. I don't know how we didn't hear about it when it came out back in 2019, but go check it out, man. Counterpart on Hulu. Great stuff.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
Like, pop up. I haven't watched it yet, but that sounds familiar.
Very good. Very good. So yeah, and then I started watching a show called The Sandman last night, and I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it. It's fantasy. It could be fun, or it could also be kind of cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Netflix, and it's based off like a very, very popular graphic novel, which I'm not really into graphic novels, but they have produced some amazing film and amazing television, like, you know, Sin City and all that kind of stuff. So I'll give this one a chance, and it's pretty cool, but it's also could be teetering on cheesy, but here's the tag. Upon escaping after decades of imprisonment by a mortal wizard, Dream, the personification of dreams, sets about to reclaim his lost equipment, Sandman. So it's basically a guy who can like infiltrate your dreams and kind of like jump into other people's dreams and manipulate people and use magic and all that kind of stuff. If I'm being honest, I've only watched like the first episode and I was a little confused by all of it because I think they were just like trying to do some world building for me. So I'm going to stick with it. But The Sandman on Netflix, if you're into fantasy, it's something you might want to check out.
It sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
We're in that weird end of summer lull before all the fall TV comes out, you know?
Yeah. What are you excited for in terms of what's coming out?
Obviously Yellowstone is what I'm absolutely most ecstatic for.
There's more Yellowstone?
Of course there's more Yellowstone. What do you mean?
I didn't know. I figured Kevin Costner was tired.
No, he's making so much money, he can't afford to be tired.
Okay.
Premieres November 13th, so we still got a few months, but you know, it's within reach, so I'm just holding out for that. Also, I'm assuming Grey's is going to come back. I am missing my Grey's, even though it's not what it used to be. I'm still very invested. So I'm missing the Grey's Anatomy. Also, I really do like Big Sky, so I'm excited for that to come back in the fall. Yeah.
It's also a great show coming out on September 19th on Hulu called Best in Dough. That's right. It's hosted by yours truly.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I saw the first episode. It's great, and I'm having to start doing press for it, so... I'm excited for peeps to check it out. I saw that we got some fuck you very muches. I thought we would we'd get into.
Let's take a listen.
All right. This is from L_Lanyu. Subject line, F you, but not really because I love you. 5 stars. Hot take. I have to disagree with Brandy when it comes to sunglasses. This is in response to don't wear sunglasses inside.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mine are prescription, so they are on my face when I'm outside and sometimes inside. I'm a teacher, so when we come in after recess, sometimes I don't even know I have them on until someone asks me, why am I wearing sunglasses inside? Also, they are my favorite thing when I have an ocular migraine because lights are killer indoors or out. That's true. I have ocular migraines too. I love all the favorite things that these two recommend. They have great ideas for what to watch, music, travel, pop culture shows to follow, shopping, and a fun dynamic with great stories. Oh, this is the nice part. Wells That's is hilarious. So nice. Neither Brandy or Wells take themselves as seriously, which is refreshing. Love this podcast. That's great. You know, hey, L_Lanu, why don't you get some...
Transitions?
Some transitions.
Hey, I was already... Hey,
yeah, get them transitions, girl.
Yeah.
Get them transitions. that's some funny shit.
We should be getting paid for that.
I know. The amount of people that wrote in about Hootie and the Blowfish Dolphins Make Me Cry thing is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Here's a fuck you very much from a podcast. Wells with like the emoji of the girl with their hand over her face. Mm-hmm. 5 stars.
Okay.
Wells, you're my favorite person to listen to, but please stop humble bragging about your wedding stuff, including $300 plates of food and your fancy suit. Most of us can't relate, and therefore it sounds a little stuffy. Still 5 stars always. Okay. Fair enough.
Get him.
Fair enough. But let me tell you something. Most people... who are planning a wedding aren't paying for it. Their parents are, most of the time.
Is that true?
Traditionally speaking, the woman's family pays for the reception, okay, and the rehearsal dinner is paid for by the groom's side.
I see.
And it's usually done by, you know, the dads get together and they plan everything. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you're right, and I'm sorry, but I just really wish that my parents would have paid for this. You know?
Yeah, your parents were like, we had too many of y'all.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm SOL.
I'm the youngest of five, and they're like, you're fucked. Go to the Chapel of Love in Vegas if you want to, you know? Or I'll stop humble bragging, whatever. Someone said, Cookie Queen. This is a bad one. Cookie Queen, subject line, brainwashed, 1 star.
Do we read the 1 stars?
This is what it says. Sad how brainwashed Wells has become.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what that's in reference to because I talk about...
Oh, there's no context?
No, it just says that. And...
What?
Here's the thing. I've always been brain... I think aliens are real, you know? Which, by the way, I have a new theory on aliens. Okay, so... And this isn't my theory, but I saw this on TikTok and I was like, that sounds like it could be a thing. So the UAPs, the UFOs, like it's a thing. Like the Pentagon has released information about it. There are things flying around our airspace that we don't know what it is, and we're pretty sure it's not Russia or China because it's just way too far advanced, right? So there are shit.
Yeah.
There's shit out there that's just happening. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's happening. It's been released by the government. And so when you listen to like a lot of scientists or like really smart people like Elon Musk or Neil deGrasse Tyson, they'll be like, yeah, we think that there's life on other planets, but we don't think it's anywhere near us. It's about maybe on a different side of our galaxy or maybe even a different galaxy. And so the new theory is that maybe the things that we are seeing aren't alien. They're from here.
Hmm.
They just evolved, you know, could have been, this planet's like, what, 3 billion years old? Maybe their time, they evolved before we even showed up, you know, before the dinosaurs or something. And also another thing, I was thinking about it, maybe they just live in the ocean, because a lot of those UFOs that you see, they go in the water. So maybe they're just water, maybe mermaids.
That'd be sick.
That'd be pretty cool, you know? I don't know, but one day I'm going to die and find out, and I'm going to be really excited about it. And then I'm going to find whoever fucking wrote that I'm brainwashed and say, you know, fuck you, man. But I don't know what else. It could be about politics, maybe, that she's saying I'm brainwashed.
I feel like she could have left some context for us.
Yeah, I know. Like, if you're going to talk shit, fucking tell us why you're talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did say, when did this become a religion podcast?
Oh, boy.
You must be LDS. That's what that sounds like, because we made fun of Mormons for like 3 episodes, and then, or Scientologists.
You were giving Catholics a hard time first.
But I'm Catholic, so I'm allowed to make fun of that. You know?
You were on the Catholic hater train there for a second.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying it's all bonkers. It's all bonkers.
Oh, gosh. It's a miracle we have any listeners left at all.
I'm waiting for the day that someone's like, hey, listen, guys, no one's listening anymore.
No one's listening anymore. Like,
yeah, no, that makes sense. That checks out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time to go do something else, I guess. All right.
That would be so sick.
Yeah. All right, well, are we done?
I guess so.
You know what I was thinking about doing? I was thinking about making TikToks where I just do like whatever our favorite things were in 3 minutes and then just putting those things out.
That's kind of genius.
But then that might make it so people don't listen to the podcast. So
I think maybe.
But then you would miss all my funny banter and like the good stuff that I come up with all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. You got any musics or no?
We talked about the new Beyonce last week, I believe.
Yeah, we did.
So good.
I saw that Tallest Man on Earth has some new tunage out.
Oh.
This is Metal Firecracker. Big Tallest Man on Earth guy.
And all I ask, don't tell anybody the secret. Don't tell anybody the secrets I told you. And all I ask, don't tell anybody the secrets. Don't tell anybody the secrets I told you.
I can dig.
Very Wells.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go to a Tallest Man on Earth show, I mean, there are some girls there, but it's a lot of just like indie dude rock guys who are just like, yeah, give me all the sadness.
I could see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, did we do it?
I think so.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it. I will say that. And
I always do.
Yeah, it was good. You got some big plans coming up for the next couple weeks?
Going out to LA on Wednesday for a week and a half.
Cool.
See my fam, you know, see some friends, plan a little gig next week.
Ooh.
So
where?
Yeah. It's a private event, you know, invite only.
Oh.
It's for a magazine called Galore. My friend, one of my best friends, Marta, is actually on the cover. I guess it's this month coming out. And so she asked me to DJ the cover party.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Nice. All right. Well, YF Tears, we love you. Go follow us on Instagram at Brandy Cyrus, at Wells Adams, most importantly, at YFT Podcast.
Very important.
Don't forget to do some fuck you very muches on the Apple iTunes review thing. Say whatever you want, but give us 5 stars and we'll probably read it on the pod.
Yep.
And good luck putting out fires. That's what being an adult is.
It's a full-time job.
Jeez. See you guys.
Love y'all.
Joseph Stalin, Malenkov, Nasser, Emperor, Kofiar, Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc, Roy Cohn, Juan Perón, Toscanini, Dacron, Gen, Gen, Fufo.
Rock around the clock.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.